Jeff Hathorn joins us right now from a rain-soaked Latrobe where they were not able to practice. And take part in Mike Tomlin's opening day, which is practice.
It was Doppler's revenge.
Doppler's going to change its name to Bill Belichick. It's getting one up on Mike Tomlin so often.
Yes.
Jeff.
And he was asked, by the way, about would he consider changing practice times, because right now it's perfect. And well, then you heard the answer.
Yeah. Does your house have a Pittsburgh toilet in it?
We did growing up. Absolutely.
Nice.
Washer and dryer right there. No partition. The room wasn't big enough for one. You just wedged a toilet in there.
Jeff, my grandmother's house that you purchased after one or two other owners had done some renovations, and then you've made it a truly beautiful palace, a manse out there in Hampton, in Glenshaw. She had not a Pittsburgh potty. I don't think it's still in that basement anymore. You guys would have ripped it out, I believe. It was one of the grimier toilet situations I've ever seen, though, in terms of basement bathrooms. Not a Pittsburgh potty, but it had like a sliding door that was not exactly sturdy in front of it.
Yeah, they had renovated that before we got there, yes.
I'm glad for your sake you didn't have to bear witness.
So is there anything that we can glean from whatever they did?
No.
No, okay.
No. Although, I thought what Tomlin said about, you know, sharing the importance for Roman Wilson and trying to find some kind of role on special teams, that maybe that was a little bit interesting afterwards.
We didn't hear that. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, that was right towards the end. He was asked about, you know, Roman Wilson and how he doesn't really say much and how he's focused. And Tomlin's like, he better be, because this is an extremely important camp for him. Mm. Not that he can't, you know, he mentioned Calvin Austin was a guy who missed a lot of time his first year and has caught up and now is a part of their offense. But he needs to find a position on special teams is basically what Tomlin was saying. And he's actually also been working as a gunner. But obviously there'd been no, you know, full speed reps until you get into a preseason game.
Jeff, Mark Cabali said that Broderick Jones has perfected the Ole blocking technique so far in training camp. And Chris Adamski went as far as to say he thinks that right now Darnell Washington looks more like a left tackle than Broderick Jones. What is going on with Broderick Jones?
So Broderick came in this year, and his mindset was he wanted to lose some weight, thinking that would make him a little quicker. You know,
did he utilize a tapeworm to do it, Jeff?
It's interesting because you're right. It's not just weight around the middle. He's lost weight everywhere. And the thought process, as he told us, was, listen, that way I can gain weight. As others are worried about camp weight, like I can eat and I can get to where I need to be. And I understand that, but it just, he just doesn't. And to that point, I mean, Broderick looks bigger. I mean, just physically.
You mean Darnell
bigger.
Washington looks bigger.
Or Darnell, I mean, looks bigger than Broderick. And I mean, he would to most tackles, to be fair, but in this case, noticeably so.
Well, the problem is if he lost the weight to get quicker with the idea that he would put the weight back on, it's kind of a problem to see him getting beat and looking very slow, like his feet are still encased in cement.
And I would say this, Chris, I mean, his feet look good in OTAs and minicamp. Obviously, it's a different scenario, and that's why I really want to see him with the pads. And then he was slowed by that injury, this soft tissue injury. Tomlin said he is going to be available tomorrow. So then we'll finally get an opportunity to see, you know, how he looks against guys that are coming at him full pads.
Jeff, you've watched enough Tomlin pressers and asked enough questions to know that sometimes the tone gives it away how he actually feels. We heard what he said about Jones and the injury and how he thinks he'll practice tomorrow. Does Tomlin seem like a guy, A, concerned already, and B, pissed off already about the way his left tackle looks?
Not yet. Not yet. I think there's a little concern or frustration. I mean, there are times where guys have had insanely legitimate injuries where Tomlin's gotten really ticked off, you know, with they can't make the club in the tub. And
who
I
are
think
you,
there's some frustration.
You forgot a bub in there, Jeff.
No, he wouldn't always use the bub. Sometimes he just go club in the tub, but I think that's where that frustration comes, because he wants to see him out there. And the fact that he dealt with a soft tissue injury early That got a little under his skin, but I don't look at him. Like we've all heard it and I've seen it. A lot of us have of that look of I've just done with this guy. He's not there yet.
Jeff, what happens if Caleb Johnson, when the pads come on, shows that he can pass protect and he can also catch the ball out of the backfield?
Then he could get the most reps at running back this year.
Yeah. Do you think he can do those things?
There has been so much talk, and he has put so much work into pass protection. I wonder if it's even going to just be in his head. I am curious to see how he does it. I mean, he's not small. He's short compared to some other running, especially when you compare him to Najee. Let's see. We haven't seen it here. I mean, not even in, you know, no drills can simulate what he's going to see backs on backers and then opportunities. But even in the 11-on-11 pass protect, guys are going to hold up a little bit because there's no touching the quarterback. But backs on backers, there's nowhere to hide. That's when we're going to see, I mean, how well Jaylen Warren has been working with him. Let's see what he has to offer. If he can do that part of it, I mean, we've seen him do some of the other things to this point.
It just feels like Warren has such a weird advantage there by being so low to the ground that he'd get under somebody's pads and backs on backers and just level them.
And, Chris, it's the mentality. Like, he's got this, like...
Is he still keeping the helmet on at all times and never taking it off?
Mentality. He does that most of the time, yes. Mm. Yes. And, I mean, guys will say, "Oh, I'll take on anybody," but like he's serious. He'll take. He doesn't care. He's got a linebacker mentality at running back. You just don't see that very often.
What do we expect from Derek Harmon now that the pads come on, Jeff?
You know, he's been disruptive at times. Can he? You know, again, it's another one of those questions. And you guys probably heard as Tomlin kind of stopped and said, listen, these are a lot of great questions, but we need to see how some of this plays out. I think Harmon's going to be noticeable as a rookie. He's going to be given every opportunity. I mean, he's a starter already.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be noticeable. We've seen, you know, Y.A. Black get his hands up a couple of times and knock down some passes. And that's really the battle. Like, who's 4 and 5 on that defensive line? There is a big need for a 4 and 5 to step up. And who's that going to be here over the next couple of weeks?
How interested or where do you rank in terms of seeing the guy put on the pads again and actually run around and hit? Would you put Cole Holcomb? Like, where in that hierarchy of this is going to be instructive to watch would that guy rank at this point?
Yeah, and I think I think hitting is always going to be there with him. I think that's always been a strength of his. Like, how does he handle all the cuts needed in those scenarios or when he's engaging in a block? I mean, that's when it's really going to test that knee, which sadly is given out twice on him. I think he could be, I mean, what a luxury to have somebody like healthy to have that there. But I'll say this. I mean, it's been Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson every single snap together. I mean, there have been variations on the defense, but not at middle linebacker.
Jeff, thank you. We appreciate it. We need to get your sound effect back for our next conversation.
You could use that one.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.